Aliansi sedang dibentuk antara kelompok etnis dan agama karena kekhawatiran bersama atas keberhasilan pemilu partai Pauline Hanson, One Nation, membawa mereka bersama-sama. Banyak warga Cina Australia yang belum melupakan bagaimana mereka ditargetkan 20 tahun yang lalu ketika Miss Hanson menarik perhatian nasional sebagai anggota parlemen independen yang baru terpilih. Itu adalah ketika ia secara kontroversial menuduh dalam sambutannya kepada Parlemen Federal bahwa Australia terancam dibanjiri oleh orang-orang Asia. Dua dekade kemudian, pandangan pemimpin Partai One Nation tersebut tidak berubah. Ia membuat pernyataan yang jelas pada konferensi pers pasca pemilu.
Well, you go and ask a lot of people in Sydney at Hurstville or some of those other suburbs, they feel that they have been swamped by Asians.
China-Australia Forum, Kenrich Cheh, mengatakan, kembalinya Pauline Hanson dalam dunia politik sekarang sebagai senator yang baru terpilih sangat tak terduga dan memprihatinkan.
Very concerned. I mean, the fact that she was able to win the seat in the first place is a shift back to what happened back in the 90s. Back in the 90s, the Chinese community bore the brunt of her attacks.
Miss Hanson kini juga melihat ancaman baru. Ia menyerukan Komisi Kerajaan ke dalam Islam untuk pengawasan masjid dan larangan imigrasi warga Muslim. Kenrich Cheh juga mengatakan para pemimpin komunitas Cina takut sejarah terulang di Australia, tetapi telah melihat komunitas Muslim yang telah menjadi target utama dari apa yang mereka sebut kebijakan rasis Miss Hanson.
We feel like we need to stand side by side with the Muslim community in solidarity against racism, against discrimination. She's attacking the Muslims today. She could be attacking the Chinese tomorrow. She could be attacking the Indian community the next week. Any attack on any minority group is an attack on all minority groups. So we need to stand together and fight against her.
Federasi Dewan Islam Australia, Kaysar Trat, mengatakan dukungan masyarakat Cina sangat disambut dengan hangat oleh komunitasnya.
Well, we're very grateful that the Asian and the Chinese community have come together to speak out against Pauline Hanson. I would love to see people from all backgrounds, especially Anglo-Australians, to stand up and speak out and say, not in our name, Pauline.
Rencana pertempuran sedang disusun, termasuk diskusi tentang bagaimana masyarakat dengan latar belakang yang berbeda dapat bekerja sama untuk menentang kebijakan dan pandangan Miss Hanson. Forum Australia-Cina telah meluncurkan kampanye media sosial. Dan sekelompok Muslim Australia telah membuat sebuah situs web bernama Fact Check One Nation untuk mengatasi banyaknya tuduhan yang dibuat oleh Pauline Hanson dan partainya. Komunitas Muslim India juga memobilisasi terhadap Hanson. Abbas Raza Alfi adalah presiden dari India Crescent Society, yang mewakili lebih dari 5.000 Muslim India di Australia. Ia mengatakan komunitasnya akan bekerja sama dengan masyarakat lainnya untuk bersama-sama menentang Miss Hanson.
When she's mentioning that Muslims are not welcome or Indians are not welcome, I think these are the racist comments and should not be mentioned by any elected member of parliament. All ethnic communities, whatever the background they are, whether they are from European background, Middle East, Chinese, Indians, whatever the background you think, PNGs, they should all unite and should reject the promotion of racism in Australia.
Dan komunitas multikultural memiliki pesan lain bagi para politisi, yaitu untuk tidak mengubah undang-undang diskriminasi rasial. Ada kekhawatiran atas kemungkinan upaya baru untuk melemahkan atau menjatuhkan undang-undang tersebut, termasuk bagian 18C yang membuat fitnah ras yang melanggar hukum. Kenrich Cheh adalah salah satu pemimpin etnis masyarakat yang mengatakan mereka siap untuk mengirim delegasi ke Canberra untuk memastikan perlindungan tersebut tidak terluka kembali.
We will definitely be opposing that along with leaders from the Muslim community, other Chinese leaders, subcontinental leaders, Vietnamese leaders, Jewish leaders will all be banding together like we did before to make sure that this doesn't happen, to protect the interests of our communities.
Kaiser Trat mengatakan tekanan tersebut akan dibutuhkan.
Much of the damage has been done. We just need to make sure that enough pressure is put on the coalition not to make any deals with Pauline Hanson. Unfortunately, having somebody with her views in there, it'll mean that politicians will pander to the dark side in order to get some of their other laws put through, and she will profit from that by making life difficult for minorities in Australia.
Pauline Hanson telah menegaskan bahwa ia tidak akan mundur, khususnya atas komentarnya tentang Islam.
This is a debate that we need to have about Islam, and I think that we should have the debate. Let's talk about it. Let's see the impact that it is having on our country. Why have we got so many migrating to Australia and they use our system here to breed more people in this country? We have problems now. We can deal with it now.
Senator dari Partai One Nation New South Wales yang baru terpilih, Brian Burston, menggambarkan Islam sebagai pelanggaran pada budaya Australia. Ia juga kukuh membela posisinya.
At the moment they're living in enclaves, if you like. Lakemba, for example, full of a Muslim community, they haven't assimilated. They are an infringement on our culture. And because we're described as multicultural, those individual cultures, be it Muslim, well, that's a religion, but still a culture, be it Jewish, be it whatever, they're living in areas together rather than assimilating like the Greeks and Italians have over the years. That's what I mean by that infringement on their culture.
Mr. Burston membela dirinya dan partainya melawan tuduhan bahwa mereka adalah rasis.
I'm pro-Australian. I'm not racist. I have a Sri Lankan son-in-law and obviously two grandchildren that are part Sri Lankan. I have had Chinese doctors all through my adult life as GPs. So if I was racist, I'd be demanding I only deal with Australians. I think it's a nonsense argument. The Islamic situation has arisen. It's only arisen in the last about four years since the fall of Al-Qaeda and the rise of ISIS. And it's on everyone's mind at the moment. Border security, national security, personal security. So I think their argument is ill-founded that we are racist. I'd be happy to sit down and discuss that issue with them.
Namun Kendrick Chee mengatakan ia khawatir tentang dampak dari Pauline Hanson dan kembalinya partai politiknya pada reputasi internasional negara dan pada pariwisata di Australia.
There's plenty of concerns there, especially in the tourism market. Australia gets a lot of its tourism dollars from Chinese tourists, Asian tourists, and in terms of economic ties, some of our biggest import and export partners are in Asia and around the world. So why would we want to jeopardize that?
Wisatawan dari China membentuk bagian terbesar dari pasar pariwisata Australia. Dan Transportasi dan Pariwisata Forum, Margie Osmond mengatakan itu adalah pasar yang sangat sensitif.
The potential to radically damage a market that is increasingly the most important slice of our inbound market is significant. We don't need to have mixed messages in the marketplace that in some way suggest people won't be welcome.